this spring, I get to go to the International Space Station.
Oh, my word, a trip to the heavens. If you ever want to live there eternally, I've got a good book you could read.
Thanks, but I watch the Charlie Brown Christmas special every year, so I get the gist.
I bet your mom is really proud of you.
Nope. She says if I don't back out, she's gonna go on a hunger strike. It'd take years before she'd be in any kind of danger, but still.
I've got a treat for us tomorrow, Mom. I'm taking you to see Saul Perlmutter give a lecture about his Nobel Prize-winning work in cosmology. And the best part is, at the Q&A afterward, I've worked up a couple of cues that'll stump his sorry A.
I don't know, Shelley. I thought we could do a little sightseeing.
What sight is better than your little boy embarrassing a Nobel laureate?
Come on, Sheldon. We'll take your mom to see the Hollywood sign, the Wax Museum, the Walk of Fame.
Ooh, maybe a little Rodeo Drive.
Well, I can't spend $12,000 on a handbag, but it's free to look upon those who do with righteous condemnation.
What do you say?
What do I say? I say you people need to stop ruining my mom's visit with your sushi and your sadness and your slutty shirts. Stop it!
He's not talking about your shirt. Your shirt is fine.
These are delicious.
Trick to pancakes is bacon grease. I cook everything in it.
Everything? Aren't you worried about your health?
Oh, doctors are always changing their mind. 1 week, bacon grease is bad for you. Next week, we're not getting enough of it. Good morning, Shelley.
Mom, I want to apologize for my behavior last night.
Apology accepted.
Great. Now, you're gonna love the Perlmutter lecture. Look, he will be stating that the universe is older than 6,000 years, but I thought you could stick your fingers in your ears and hum Amazing Grace during those parts.
I am still going out with your friends.
But I apologized, and that was hard for me because I didn't do anything wrong.
Shelley, I hung out with you in enough dusty lecture halls while you were growing up. I want to go sightseeing, so why don't you have some pancakes, get dressed, and come with us?
I'm not going, and you can't make me.
You're right, I can't. Have a nice day.
Well, I'm going to stand here until you change your mind.
Well, then you are going to stand there all day.
I'm just going to take my bacon grease and slide over there.
I can't believe my own mother is abandoning me.
I am not abandoning you, Sheldon. Abandoning you is leaving you in a basket on a church doorstep. I am going to Hollywood and thank a wax Ronald Reagan for his service to our country.
We appear to be at a crossroads in our relationship, Mother.
Well, I guess we are.
Sorry, syrup.
All right, Mom. When you're at the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, if they have an exhibit about a mother who threw away a chance to spend a day with the world's most wonderful son, believe it because it's true.
Look, I haven't...
That lecture was a waste of time. I made more accurate diagrams of the expansion of the early universe on the nursery wall with the contents of my diaper.
You getting sick?
No. I'm just allergic to people who get Nobel Prizes for no good reason.
Sheldon, is it possible that your foul mood, or to use the clinical term, bitchiness, is because your mother isn't making you a priority?
No. Or to use the clinical term, nuh-uh.
Are you sure? The infant-mother pair bond is the building block of primate psychology.
Oh, there it is. It always comes back to monkeys with you. Just monkeys, monkeys, monkeys.
Well, Sheldon, we're all animals. And granted, there are aspects of you that are extraordinary. When it comes to emotions and relationships, you're just like everybody else.
Are you trying to suggest that my emotional problems are no different than those of a stupid person?
Actually, some research indicates that by not overthinking, the less intelligent handle emotions better. Sure you're not coming down with a cold?
Oh, yes, the common cold. Just like everyone else, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
Oh, this one's sweet. You know, for your rosary rattlers.
Mrs. Cooper, we say Catholics, not rosary rattlers.
My goodness, it's a wonder you people in California can talk at all.
This is like the worst Hollywood tour ever.
What am I gonna do? She wanted to see churches.
Hey, they have wine here, don't they?
Hey, none of our gods have abs like that.
Yep, that's the last Jew who did sit-ups. And look where it got him.
Hey, while we're here, why don't we all do some praying? Let's put a little church in this church.
Oh, I'm not sure we
should. It's easy. I'll show you how. Lord, Mary Cooper here, coming to you from Gamora, California. I want to thank you for the blessing that is my little Shelley. I also want to thank you for the continued strength not to cold cock him with my Bible. All right, Penny, your turn.
Okay. Hey, God. What's up? I'm good, but it would be a big help to my family if you could get my brother to stop cooking meth. But no cops. Be cool.
She also goes a little overboard on the love thy neighbor. Could probably use that chat you had with Mary Magdalene. Leonard, you're up. Wasserman, you're on deck.
Okay, I don't know. It's probably a little late to ask you to make me taller. If you could help out with me and my girlfriend, she's all the way in India, that would be great.
Hear that, girl trouble? Turns out we were both wrong on that front. How about you?
No, thanks. I'm good. I'm really just trying not to burst into flames.
Rajesh?
He says he's having trouble dropping those last 5 pounds.
Huh. I might have gone with the talking to girls thing.
Yeah, no, you only get one wish.
Look at the two of us. Me, a highly regarded physicist. Kind of mind that comes along once, maybe twice in a generation. You, a common man, tired from your labors as a stockbroker, or a vacuum cleaner salesman, or a boot black. But deep down inside, apparently we're just two peas in a pod. A regular pea. Kind of pea that comes along once, maybe twice in a generation. Rain, another great equalizer, falling on the head of the brilliant and the unremarkable alike. Smarty pants.
Oh, Mrs. Cooper, it smells so good.
You take notes, darling. The real way to get a man is with melted cheese and cream of mushroom soup. He'll die at 50, but his love will be true.
I need a tissue. This one got wet.
Here.
Thank you. Yeah, I've learned something today. You and I, in so many ways, other than intelligence and what counts, we're the same.
Sweetheart, are you sick?
I hope so, because if this is well, life isn't worth living.
Oh, sugar pie, you are burning up. We've got to get you to bed.
Okay.
Don't worry, Mama's here to take care of her baby.
Just to be clear, only her baby and not these other people.
Of course.
Can I have tea with honey and toast with the crust cut off?
You can have whatever you want.
Thanks, Mom. You're the best.
Boy, last time I put vapor rub on you, you didn't have hair on your chest.
I know. It filled in last year. I didn't get to spend a lot of time with you on this visit.
And whose fault was that?
Yours.
Shelley, you're not 8 years old anymore. We have to have a different relationship.
No, we don't. The one we have works great.
Sweetheart, you are a grown man.
Or maybe I'm part of a new species that lives for hundreds of years, which means I'm still basically a toddler.
Oh, I so should have taken you to Houston.
Does this mean you're not going to sing Soft Kitty?
No, I will always sing you Soft Kitty. Soft Kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur.
Mrs. Cooper, were we supposed to take that pie out of the oven?
Get out!
Well, that was rude.
Well, I know, but he means well. Thing.
Happy kitty, sleepy kitty.
What are you trying to pull, Mom? From the top.
This is what I'm talking about. Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball.